Swiss stablecoin sandbox hits testing phase as SIX and TWINT join Switzerland's Swiss franc stablecoin project, moved out of setup and into live testing on September 8, 2026, according to a report from Cointelegraph. The CHFD sandbox, launched in April 2026, added two heavyweight partners: SIX, the operator of the country's stock exchange and financial market infrastructure, and TWINT, the payment app used across Swiss retail. The two join a group of nine Swiss companies now running pilots. Rather than trading a franc peg token on the open market, the participants are testing what programmable money can do inside controlled scenarios. The pilots target fraud, ticketing, and public spending. The testing phase focuses on three use cases. The first examines whether programmable payments can cut fraud on online marketplaces, where buyers and sellers who do not trust each other need a settlement method that enforces its own rules. The second looks at fair access to event tickets, a market plagued by bots and scalping that conditional payments could constrain. The third measures whether public payments can run more efficiently when the money itself carries logic. Each case leans on the same property, a stablecoin that can be told when and how it is allowed to move. That is the practical difference between a bank transfer and a token whose release can be tied to a condition being met. SIX and TWINT bring real distribution. The presence of SIX matters because it is not a crypto startup. It runs the SIX Swiss exchange and core post-trade plumbing for the domestic market, which means any settlement standard it helps test carries weight with regulated institutions. TWINT brings the opposite end of the pipe, everyday consumer reach, with an app already sitting on millions of Swiss phones for peer-to-peer and merchant payments. That pairing, wholesale market infrastructure on one side and a mass market wallet on the other, is what separates this pilot from a lab experiment. The Cointelegraph report notes numerous banks had already joined the initiative before these two partners. It does not name them individually, so we are not attaching specific institutions to the group. A franc-denominated token, not a dollar one. CHFD is pegged to the Swiss franc, which sets it apart from the dollar-heavy stablecoin market. Most stablecoin volume today settles in USDC and USDT, and central banks have begun warning that dollar tokens can pull demand away from local currencies. A domestically issued franc stablecoin, tested by domestic infrastructure operators, is a direct answer to that concern. Switzerland has been one of Europe's more accommodating jurisdictions for digital assets, and a sandbox structure lets participants test programmable payments without the full regulatory exposure of a public launch. The move from setup to active testing is the point where theory meets transaction data. The wider settlement layer, these rails feed into regulated, currency-specific stablecoins, are the settlement layer that consumer payment products eventually plug into. When a franc peg token backed by a national exchange operator proves out fraud controls and conditional release, the same rails become candidates for retail spending, including the stablecoin spending that a growing set of cards already support. The gap between a sandbox pilot and a card you tap at a terminal is real, but it narrows every time infrastructure players like SEX validate the plumbing. For now, the concrete facts are modest and worth keeping in proportion. Nine companies, three use cases, two new name partners, and a franc-denominated token that just started processing test transactions. The broader crypto market was quiet alongside the news, with Bitcoin at 78,407, down 1.0% on the day, and Ether at $2,478 as of September 8, 2026. This is an infrastructure milestone, not a market event.